Digital twins, beware of naive faith and simplicity. Gartner analyst Mark Halpern looked a bit worried when talking about digital twins during this year's PDT Europe conference in Gothenburg, Sweden. He voiced concerns regarding the turn things have taken. "It really scares the heck out of me," he said, pointing to the seemingly unfazed attitude surrounding this complex concept in the wake of the hype of recent years. "There's a naivete about the possibility of bringing together digital twin concepts in terms of cost and time," Halpern claimed. Although he was positive about the basic content and thought structure, he warned the audience it will take longer and will be more resource-consuming than anyone can imagine to get these solutions in place. "It is not impossible," he added, "but there are a couple of crucial factors to consider." "Which are they?" Halpern discussed 8 success points under the headline "Busting the Myth of Digital Twins and Planning Them Realistically." Mark Halpern is the spitting image of the genius professor. The way he verbalizes complex structures in combination with his depth of scientific knowledge and extensive real-life experience gives him an air of credibility. What he says counts. Transformation is on its way, but few tools are ready. It's not surprising that both Halpern and Gartner Group are widely cited when the world's biggest companies consider how to build and support their PLM strategies. The firm is considered trustworthy because they are largely independent of the PLM vendors. Gartner has a large clientele representing industrial producing enterprises and organizations, enough to keep their opinions objective. Right now, much of the discussion in both large and small company environments circles around IoT digital twins and smart, intelligent solutions. A transformation is on its way. The commercial PLM developers all claim to be well on their way towards a digital twin. All of the major players, including Dassault Systèmes, Siemens PLM, PTC, ROS, SAP, and IBM, are working to create tools and digital threads as backbones that can keep it all together. It is not an easy road. The customers who are using PLM solutions from these developers, which encompass practically all major OEMs, as well as other organizations such as those in the defense industry, are currently looking at how to attack issues surrounding the IoT and digital twin. The digital twin underpins much of the future of products. The development of these solutions relates strongly to smart products. On the one hand, the physical products themselves are becoming more complex, including sensors, electronics, and software that controls their operation and their connection to the internet. On the other hand, these products are often transformed from being sold as products to being sold as services, product as a service. This means, for example, that an OEM that manufactures trucks is evaluating how to sell transport services rather than trucks, or engine manufacturers are providing power by the hour rather than aircraft engines. One effect of this trend is that ownership remains with the producers, who are increasingly responsible for larger parts of product life cycles. Producers are no longer only expected to develop and manufacture products, cars, aircraft, construction machines, or the like, but also must ensure, either themselves or through partners, that the products being sold are working effectively for end users. This in turn increases the requirement that these products, besides being ever more functionally sophisticated, also be manufactured with higher quality materials and are robust enough to last longer in the hands of the end users without breaking down. With this shift in responsibility, reliability now becomes the responsibility of the product manufacturer. This often means that the products will be equipped with communicative components, such as sensors, antennas, electronics, and software, that enable the products to be subject to predictive maintenance. Machines, cars, tires, airplane engines, and more will be able to know when parts need to be replaced before a breakdown incurs expensive downtime. Staggering opportunities, but still more of a vision. The scenario is mind-boggling because the possibilities of IoT digital twins and other technologies seem endless, both technically and commercially. Unfortunately, all of these opportunities are linked to efficient product development platforms and processes, which in all cases require rational solutions, and therein lies the challenge. These tools are generally still in the early stages and need further development. Mark Halpern specifically addressed digital twins in his presentation during PDT Europe. He warned of excessive optimism regarding digital twins because there are no simple solutions, neither in terms of product development nor the product or service in the hands of the end user. "There are a number of myths," asserted Halpern. "Certainly, digital twins are a tickling story. But so far, the concept is more about vision and promises than about finished solutions. In short, the risks of digital twin failures are great." What is a digital twin and what is it not? To highlight the problem, Halpern defined what a digital twin is and also what it is not. Not just a 3D model. Can check the thing that it is a representation of. Is a virtual model of a thing. Each physical thing has at least one unique twin. Has an identity and context in which it should work. Monitors requests state/status and receives status information. Can simulate the real physical case. Includes analysis, regulation, prediction, and algorithm solutions. Overall, Halpern claimed, "It is extremely complex to get all this together into a working whole, and I find that there is often what can be described as a naivete about the opportunities for cost and time to achieve this." He also noted that these concerns were only about the thing in operation. There are also a number of other critical aspects, not least about the digital twin in product development, systems engineering and manufacturing, where the twins are to interact with other twins, such as the digital twin of the production line. The hazards of proprietary formats. Despite his warnings, Halpern is positive and believes in the digital twin's future. However, it will take considerably longer than we think to get this trend rolling. Halpern said that if you consider the consequences of the following points, there are good opportunities to succeed in these projects. Product data and formats that lock in the digital twin raise questions related to standards. Proprietary formats are dangerous, Halpern said, and was very clear about the traps for product developers. Almost daily I see problems that relate to lock-in effects among my clients, and it scares the heck out of me. Think of standards in this. What is the life expectancy of the technology and models? Who owns product data and how does it relate to the safety aspects of the digital twin? Unclear value with regard to aggregated data. Halpern advises clients to ask, is it the correct data and the right analysis that can be done? The digital twin is always developed by someone with certain knowledge and skills. How can you keep and store the information that contributed to the creation of the model? What was the thought chain around the solution? Can it be documented to be reused if the person who has all this in his or her mind quits? Halpern asked. Regarding exchange of data with others, he says, ensure that it is feasible, with as few limitations as possible. Keep in mind that the digital twin represents increasing intellectual capital as the years go by, as more information is added to it. How can this be secured? Start your digital twin project with a minimum level of complexity necessary to provide a useful level of capability. In summary, it seems that Halpern's advice to clients is: A. Be careful when evaluating the claims of PLM vendors when they speak about the digital twin. B. Understand that while the future opportunities are exciting, they are almost certainly further out on the time horizon than you think. C. The inherent complexities of a digital twin are difficult to comprehend, particularly when you consider the twin in product development, systems engineering, manufacturing, and in use. D. The data within the twins will become ever more valuable over time, so make sure that you understand who owns that data. E. Interoperability isn't sexy, but it is necessary to ensure continuous access to all of your data, so beware proprietary formats.